above and beyond.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. There's word this morning the Obama administration may be preparing to make sweeping changes to the way financial industry employees are compensated. Reports say administration officials are nearing a decision that could reach far beyond firms receiving taxpayer assistance. From New York, here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The White House is considering using the powers of the Federal Reserve and the Securities and Exchange Commission for enforcement. The Fed, for example, could keep financial institutions from paying employees an amount that it thought threatened the security of the entire economy. Think bonuses paid for short-term gains based on, say, the sale of mortgage-backed securities. Whatever rules come out of Washington are bound to be unpopular on Wall Street, but they shouldn't be a surprise. The president hinted at his plans back in February.
We're going to be taking a look at broader reforms so that executives are compensated for sound risk management and rewarded for growth, measured over years, not just days or weeks.
In the past, Wall Streeters have said that regulation like this could send employees running to the unregulated world of private equity firms and hedge funds. But according to reports, that may not be an escape from regulation much longer. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Markets are going in different directions. Yesterday, the Dow gained about 0.6%. NASDAQ down, as was the S&P 500, pretty much flat. European stocks are mostly on the higher side right now. Asian stocks were mixed today. Today, we learned home foreclosures in April hit a record high for a second straight month. RealtyTrack reports more than 340,000 properties received foreclosure filings, default notices, auction sale notices, and bank repossessions. That's a 32% increase over last year. The latest from Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Billy Joe Downing has been selling homes in Colorado for 15 years. For the last three, she's been specializing in helping people at risk of foreclosure. Ask her to add up her clients.
Oh, goodness.
About 40 clients a month, and they keep multiplying.
I think there's a perception out there that it's people who, they just want to get out of, their own bad decision-making. That's not what we see.
She sees middle-class people who were keeping up with their payments until they lost their jobs or got hit with divorce. Rick Sharga of RealtyTrack says unemployment is just one reason foreclosure numbers are so high. But he says there's another. Banks and states delayed thousands of foreclosures to give people extra time to make payments. But now that time is up, and those foreclosures are hitting the market.
We have yet to see any state or industry moratorium that hasn't just resulted in essentially a delaying of the inevitable.
Sharga says he expects foreclosures to stay high until the job market improves and home sales rebound. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice. Over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at TrustedChoice.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media brings you four documentaries about the economic crisis, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
You can say Dick Messer has a split personality about the car. He's the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. Every day to the masses, he shows off a lot of gas guzzlers, but he drives something a little more environmentally friendly. This morning, as part of Marketplace's series, The Next American Dream, we examine that quintessential American accessory, the car. It helped build suburbia, it gives us freedom, and it also has an environmental downside. That's something Dick Messer wants to fix. Thanks for joining us today, sir. What is it that you drive?
The GX model Honda, that's my commuter car. That's a car that I drive on a daily basis, and it's natural gas powered. It is basically pollution-free. There's a little bit of a pollution, but nothing anywhere near what it would be if it was a car was gasoline-powered.
How difficult is it to find natural gas?
It's not difficult at all. That's a huge myth. Natural gas is anywhere from around the L.A. area, anywhere from $1.35. I filled up last night. It was $1.79.
So why is natural gas better than electric?
I have a home in Riverside, California, which is 75 miles east of here. And you can't get there. You can't get from Los Angeles to Riverside, to my house in Riverside, on one charge with an electric car right now. You can't do it.
What do you say to people who tell you that electric cars are cleaner?
My answer is they're not.
Why?
Well, you've got to take it right back from the beginning. Battery production. You got lead in your batteries. You got all kinds of toxic chemicals inside the battery. And then you got the disposal of the batteries. We're getting to the point now where some of these Priuses have been out since 2002, 2003, and their batteries are starting to go bad. What are you going to do when you get rid of the old battery pack? How's that disposed of? Well, it goes to a toxic waste dump. The other issue is the production of electricity. You know, you are running the car on electricity. It's not free energy.
What brought you to this? What brought you to driving a car, you know, that's fueled by natural gas?
This is my offset. We're a museum. We have a lot of gas-guzzling cars. I own a lot of gas-guzzling cars. I own some muscle cars. I own a 63 Lincoln Continental that I've had since new. I've got a 53 Cadillac. These cars are getting 11, 12 miles a gallon, but I only drive them maybe once a month. This is my contribution to Mother Earth, you know, and to set an example for the people that come to the Peterson. I'm saying I'm the director of the museum. I drive a natural gas-powered Honda, and I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's a comfortable car. It's got plenty of zip. It's clean energy. The thing that's a mystery to me is why more people haven't caught on this.
Well, Dick Messer, the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Good luck with your car.
Thank you.
Check out our Next American Dream section inside marketplace.org. Finally, in the paper towel world, this is more or less a quicker picker downer. Procter & Gamble, maker of Bounty Extra Soft, says its rival Brawny has soaked up its bow tie design released last year. P&G is suing Brawny's maker, Georgia-Pacific, for trademark infringement and unfair competition. No comment from Georgia-Pacific. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.